Welcome to this podcast of Armstrong Chapel. I'm lead pastor David Brown. It's a blessing to be with you today, to share the inspiration in these moments, and to be uplifted by the power and love of Christ. Enjoy this message. Pray with me. Into these moments of word and witness, O God, send the work of your Holy Spirit, that in our wilderness journeys we might find your provision, your care for us, and your sustaining grace, both in these days of Lent and always in our lives. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. We began a journey on Wednesday known as Lent. The choir sang a wonderful song of these 40 days, a season to fast and to pray. We find within the opening words of the fourth chapter of Matthew a wonderful illustration of God's wilderness experience. An opportunity for us that when we find ourselves in such a wilderness journey, might too know the disciplines of fasting and praying. There gets to be a point in each of our lives that we might discern what wilderness could look like. Many years ago, I was making a journey on a road that was nicknamed the Highway to Nowhere. Anybody know where that is? Well, it's not far from here. It's actually Route 32. And I recognized that I grew up in Nowhere because that's where it was going to, and I was coming from Cincinnati and making my way towards home when all of a sudden our new car died along the side of the road. Now, this is naturally before cell phones. I know that may be amazing for some of you, but it's true. There were no cell phones at the time, and our car came to a sliding stop alongside of the road as its engine just quit. I looked in stunned disbelief at Elizabeth, and she looked at me. It was amazing how profound that moment got, because we recognized that this highway to nowhere put us in the region of nowhere. I said to her, "So what do you think we should do?" And her response was, "Well, it's your decision." There you go. Whenever in doubt, ask somebody else for their opinion of God's word, God's discernment in the moment. When we find ourselves in a wilderness circumstance, it's often one of confusion and doubt. Did you hear the profound questions repeated by the tempter? If you would, there's always that sense of uncertainty. So I looked with brilliance at her and said, "I think if we wait a few minutes, the car will cool off and it'll probably restart." Because as I looked at the landscape, there were no nearby houses. Walking out of here didn't seem like a logical option. On that highway to nowhere, at that point in our life in history, there were a few cars that used it, and most of them quickly passed by. Sat there for a few more moments, and I began to be slightly more anxious, beginning to call into question whether or not my wisdom of cooling off was really brilliant. finally, there was this car that was driving the other way. And I noticed he turns around and makes his way coming back. Now, at that season of our lives, we were in another place of nowhere called Murraystown in Beaufort. Some of you might know where that is. If not, get your maps out and look on 32. The biggest point is just close to the community of Sardinia, and you could turn and go north to get to our home in Murraystown. So I thought with great confidence, here's somebody who we know that's coming to our aid. And the car pulls up behind us. Out jumps a young man, not of the congregations of which we served in that area. He was from the farther end of nowhere, up near Jackson, Ohio, and he said, "I'm on my way to work, but I saw you sitting here and wondered if I could help." Oh, he was an answer to prayer. We quickly took him up, and he provided us transportation and a ride, and we sent the tow truck, and sure enough, once it got to the garage, it confirmed my wisdom. It was a transition kind of thing that would never have restarted. I likely would have been bones out there in nowhere had I listened to my advice. There are these moments of wilderness that we find ourselves, whether it's 40 days in Lent or a place we find ourselves unexpected. Time of testing and challenge. Wilderness is not a place where Jesus merely abides, but you'll notice in Matthew's gospel, he's driven there by the Spirit. It's not his personal choice, and it's not ours always. It begins to be a place where the Spirit encounters and calls us into moments of deeper faith, into trust and reliance upon God's grace. You'll note as well in Matthew's expanded description of this wilderness testing, there's conversations between Jesus and Satan, or the devil. You'll make note that Satan and the devil three times quotes Scripture. Now you might scratch your head on that one, because why would the one who misrepresents represent God's truth to the one who he was speaking to? And each time Jesus countered that scriptural quote with another scriptural quote, each time focusing again on the nature of God's redemptive love. Sometimes in our wilderness journey together, we find ourselves in what I would describe as complicated relationships. Those are those broken moments of fear and doubt, of confusion and anger, mistrust, uncertainty, all rolled into those moments in which that which we thought could be reliable did not appear to be. You and I, when we find ourselves in such a wilderness place, are called to a season of wilderness prayer, not relying on our own insight or our ability to best discern, but in a complicated way, fall desperately in need of the one who alone understands, who knits us back together when we can't even help ourselves. When Charles Spurgeon reminds us that whenever it's hardest to pray, it is the most necessary to pray. If you find yourself in a wilderness place, May you and I pause to pray, knowing the one who both hears our prayers and prays for us in this season of wilderness faith. Amen. As the psalmist promises us to sing to the Lord a new song, receive this special music to lift your heart to praise God. Thank you for sharing in these special moments, Armstrong Chapel. We pray that God will surround you in these moments. You'll share with family and friends. You'll care for one another as we look forward to joining again next week. God bless.